Astros looking for a sweep in Miami. Lance McCullers Jr. pitching near his hometown, and he was good friends with Jose Fernandez, so wearing the special shoes on the mound in Jose's building. We pick it up in the first inning. Jose Altuve at the dish facing Jose Urena.
Here's the 3-2 pitch, and Altuve pulls it on the ground off the glove of the third baseman, Derek Dietrich, down the line. Rounding third is Springer. He'll come on, he'll score. The throw to second, and safe at second base on a slide in there is Altuve. 1-0 Houston here in the first.
0-2 pitch is in the air out toward right center field. Mariznick makes a diving catch for out number two. Now he fires back to first base, and Giancarlo just does get back safely ahead of that throw. That ball hung up just long enough for Mariznick to race into right center, and with the full extension, make the diving grab. Great defensive play.
A tiring Urania out there trying to get out of the inning. The 0-1 to McCullers, and up with it is D. Gordon. Makes a soft toss to the second baseman, to the second base area, and the shortstop covered there and could not stay on the bag and reach it. That should have been the third out of the inning, and it's a bad play by D. Gordon.
He got lazy. He got a little fancy there. Just the casual backhand flip. He had plenty of time to make a good flip, and he pulled Riddle off the bag, and that makes it tough. That's going to end the day. Well, no, it's Juan Nieves, not Don Mattingly, but it makes life a lot tougher for Jose Urania, who should have been out of the inning facing the pitcher. Now he's got to deal with the top of the order.
And the Marlins absolutely need Jose Urania and the defense to get out of this. Here's the 1-2. The ball grounded to the right side. Diving for it, unable to get it, is Bohr. It shoots out to Stanton. One run is home. A second run comes home, and it's 3-0 Astros. One down, second and third, and Dietrich up. The pitch to Dietrich over the inside, strike three called. Here's the 1-1, and a bounding ball past McCullers, picked up by Altuve, thrown to first for the out. And the Marlins lead 2 in scoring position.
The Astros go on to win it 3-0. McCullers, 6 scoreless frames. He allowed just 3 hits, and he extends his scoreless inning streak to 17. Ken Giles gets the save. The Astros have won 14 of 17. The Marlins have dropped 17 of 21. After the game, manager Don Mattingly talked about his club's continued struggles.
I'm not quite sure what D's thinking was. I think I was surprised just watching it. You think he's going to first base. So not quite sure what his thinking was there, but obviously ends up costing us a couple.
Yeah, that's the way things are going. It seems everything, he's got to make the plays.
Well, obviously Jose was really good today, and their guy was good. Our offense really didn't get anything clicking with their guy today. Jose was keeping us right in the game, and even up right till there, we're in a 1-0 game. So you'd like to think their last couple innings are a little different, within a 1-run game than a 3, but you still don't know that. But again, Jose was good. Our guys out of the pen, after that kept it there and, give us a chance.
It's been a tough homestand. How do you describe the state of things,
Don? I've described the state of things over the last few days. Today's game didn't go the way we wanted it. Jose pitched good. We could have helped him more. We didn't do enough offensively to win the game. So,
what are you seeing from Urania that's getting him back into games and just kind of progressing?
Well, he's got stuff, and he's really pitches fearless. He's a kid. He's fun to watch because he's on the attack. And there's absolutely no fear in this guy. You can tell the way he pitches that he's coming after you, and he don't really care who you are. So, it's fun to watch him pitch. And, he seems to be getting bigger and stronger all the time. So he's a guy that you look forward to watching him pitch. I think his stuff is good. He's using his breaking ball more to keep you off balance. But in general, he's coming. He runs the ball in off the plate. He goes in on guys. He opens up the plate for himself. So he's fun to watch.
He said it's safe to say he's earned a starting spot for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, I think so.
As a manager, what can you do? What can you say to a club when it's going through a stretch like this?
We've said it all. There's nothing really to say at this point. you know, you're obviously going to keep working. You're going to keep doing your – keep, you know, keep preparing. It's about your process and getting ready to play and just not giving in. Again, we went over this whole talk for the last three or four times, so it's kind of wasted noise at this point.
McCullers is a close friend of Jose's. They say he was pitching a lot of emotion out there. What kind of stuff does he have?
Yeah, great stuff. Yeah, really good stuff. You know, it's a power arm. He's got a good breaking ball. He's throwing a power changeup. Using seems like more of a two-seamer. I'd seen him a few years back. It's a little different than I'd seen before. But obviously, these guys continue to grow up and get stronger as, you know, from the first time they get to the big leagues. And it's good stuff.
Riddle with a good approach. You ask him to get that first hit.
Yeah, JT's looking better. He's having better swings. He walks a couple of times today, which is going to be important for him. He's having better at bats. And I think when we seen the first time up, it was, you know, a little rough for him. He has a short stint back in AAA, and you see a little different guy here. And I think that's what happens with if a guy can play, you see the younger guys that make adjustments and they get better.
He had that double drop in, and then Dietrich comes up, gets him to the out. He had two outs there to play with. Do you feel like guys are gripping the bat a little tight right now to try to generate something?
Well, I'm sure they're trying to generate something. Obviously, we didn't have a lot of chances, but we had a few. And, you know, in a game like this, it's a big hit here or there. You know, over this series, you know, they have a guy that we have a chance to get it out. He hits a grand slam. We have a chance to get McCann out last night. He hits a ball in the gap and drives in three. So, I mean, you always have that chance. And again, I think, you know, again, trying to analyze it, but everybody wants to drive in runs. Everybody's trying. It's just a matter of, you know, you got to get that big hit.
Springer's hit four pretty close to it, it seems.
Yeah, I almost felt like he dove over the top of that. I couldn't tell. I haven't looked at it, but you know, it gets through. We get the out there. We're still at 1-0. Nobody's talking about the other play. So, yeah, that's one of those things.
Altuve is presenting just a lot of problems. A rarity. You have two triples, two doubles. That hasn't happened in a long time.
He can hit. Yeah, he can hit.
Don, with the team for sale, you've talked about the need to focus, and that's what teams do. Do you continue to think that the uncertainty of the situation is not creeping onto the field?
You'd have to ask guys. I think it's something that you know is there and looming, but I don't know if it has any effect on – I can't – you know, in my mind, if I'm playing, it doesn't have any effect on the way I play. So I can only say it from a player standpoint. You know, I know getting ready to play a game, you're not really worrying about what's going on with the sale of a ball club. So I would say no, but I can't speak for guys.
But given this tough stretch right now, do things start to compound? I mean, the play with D, that would, after one little play, do they start to hang their heads and then say, oh, here we go again?
Absolutely. I think we do. You know, and I think that's any team, though. You know, when you go through a tough stretch, but this has just been unusually – I don't know if I've ever been through one quite like this.
Do you think going on the road might help change the scene?
Sure.
We said
that last time when we left after the last homestand.
You say quite like this, Don. What do you mean? I mean, I'm sure you've had stretches where you,
Well, just this is extended for me. The question he asked me is, I feel like it's going to be better to go on the road. And I felt like that when we left last time. We had a rough homestand. We go out on the road. We have a rough road trip. Then you come back in, you go, well, maybe the home's going to get us going, and then you have a rough homestand. So, I mean, at some point, you just got to play better.
Jose Urena pitched well, 5 2/3 innings, 3 runs, only one of those earned, and he spoke about his effort after the game.
For me, that was good. We got out of the game and tried to fight with the team. Like, you know, they be good, but we be better.
What's working for you right now? Seems like more of your pitches, your changeup, your slider a little more effective. Are those pitches coming along to you?
Yeah, that was feeling good. Like, we were working, like, bat-to-bat slider, bat-to-bat changer. We was mix it up, working with the slider and changer, because that was, we get easy out with those pitches.
How's your confidence level getting the more you're starting and seeing success?
You know, the confidence there, because all the time when you get out there, like, you using like different pitch, different kind of pitch. When you be different situation, like you try to make a quality pitch and that be working, like that mean like you feel better and like you getting better.
You feel like you've earned a starting job, Jose? It's been a few years. You've been trying to get it. You feel like you finally earned it?
You know, I feel like I have like a little piece, you know, but you can get confident all the time. You got to keep working and getting better.
So how frustrating has this been, pitching so well and not getting the result that you want, you know what I mean?
You know, for me, that don't be like frustrated because, you know, we be a team, you know, like we support the team. Sometimes, you know, you get like good thing, everybody happy, but when situation like that, that is like if you show like you can do the thing, like, we were here today, but tomorrow we got like different day, a big day for us, and we go pick some win.
Altuve giving everybody trouble, but what was he? You know, I think he first had a changeup. I think he hit. What was making him so tough?
You know, we working with him like inside, like that kind of hit. Like you know, we can get it inside, but you know, like you can't teach it. Just well, go in, but you gotta miss in out in the middle. You know, in front, and he get like good pitch. You know, he hit a couple triple, but it's okay. You know.
The Marlins head to Los Angeles on Thursday to open up a four-game set with the Dodgers. Edinson Volquez gets the start against Hyunjin Ryu in the opener.